If William Jennings Bryan were alive today, he would have turned 150 years old on March 19th. In honor of that, I'm presenting a very special interview with Oklahoma native Dr. Ted Catchell. Dr. Catchell is uniquely qualified to speak about William Jennings Bryan because Dr. Catchell is a historical reenactor who often performs as Bryan. He's toured the Midwest, dressing up as Bryan and giving speeches in front of crowds at history festivals. I met him in Dayton, Tennessee, where he was playing Bryan at the last Scopes Trial Festival. For Dr. Catchell, being a historical reenactor means more than just memorizing lines. It means truly researching Bryan's life, getting into Bryan's mind. It means truly being William Jennings Bryan, at least for a little while. When Dr. Catchell is dressed up as Bryan, he rarely breaks character, so I asked him to speak to me as William Jennings Bryan, and he agreed. We walked upstairs in the Ray County Courthouse, and we sat in chairs near the actual courtroom where the Scopes trial took place. That trial happened more than 70 years ago, so the first thing I asked him was, what did he think of modern Dayton, Tennessee?
Well, it's a very interesting place to be, but my recollections are still of the way things were in 1925. What an important victory we won at that time. And this courthouse amazes me every time I walk in that room. I can feel the blessings of that victory.
The victory he refers to was, of course, when he successfully prosecuted John Scopes for teaching evolution in a Tennessee school. That trial became immortalized in the play and the movie Inherit the Wind. Hollywood portrayed Bryan as a loud, obnoxious religious zealot, and in the Hollywood version of the trial, Bryan keels over in the third act, perhaps crushed to death by his own narrow-mindedness. However, Bryan himself says that's a very inaccurate portrayal. In real life, Bryan was intellectual, eloquent, and progressive.
Yes, I think that one of the things, because I was not able to fully explain myself after the Scopes trial, and others did explain me, that people don't understand how, from my viewpoint, that what I was doing at the Scopes trial was defending the democracy that I thought was important, majority rule. And what I was arguing wasn't really finally about evolution, although I think that's a pernicious doctrine, but it was really about saying that the people of Tennessee, through their elected representatives, should be able to specify the curriculum they want taught to their children. And I thought they were right on this occasion. Now, they may change their minds at some point, and that's okay too. That's why I made those remarks at the close of the Scopes trial, saying that whatever the American people decide in the long run, whether it's for my side of the case or Mr. Darrow's side of the case, as long as it is the will of the people, it'll be what's best for all of us.
Bryan was a Democrat and a three-time presidential candidate. He says he was also very progressive about women's rights.
Yes, from actually my first campaign when I was the youngest man to ever run for the presidential office on a major Democrat ticket, and that was in 1896. One of the planks that I pushed even at that time was to give the right to vote to women. The other 50% of our Americans, I thought they should have it.
I asked Bryan, what did his own wife think about his presidential campaign?
Well, Mary Baird's been my partner in everything, really. She studied the law after I studied the law, and it's other than taking care of the family and raising our three children, she's been there at every stage, helping me with my speeches, doing some of the research when I didn't have time to do it myself. And, of course, I write my own speeches, but Mary Baird is very helpful when helping me to edit it and tell me what she thinks about those. So she's been a full-time partner. And that's the reason I always favored the idea of women voting. Why not?
William Jennings Bryan was also a congressman and Secretary of State under Woodrow Wilson. I asked Bryan, during his long career, did he achieve everything he'd hoped?
No, you never obtain all the objectives. I proposed many things that we have. I've certainly been involved in drafting what amounts to four major constitutional amendments. The first one we got through was the amendment that had to do with the banking system, the income tax, and then we got the amendment, of course, for finally the direct election of the senators, and then the right of women to vote. And more recently, I've drafted some. We'll see if it goes through, but to change when the president takes office, the lame duck. But that's a good example of one I haven't been able to get through yet.
Bryan died in Chattanooga in 1925, shortly after the Scopes trial. My final question to him, if he were alive today and able to speak to modern America, what would he tell us?
Well, I'm not a prophet, but if I could tell them, I would say, continue to keep your faith in yourselves and in the processes of your democracy and in your elections, and never quit the fight to include more and more people in the benefits and the rights and the privileges of living in this great nation.
Thanks again to historian and reenactor Dr. Ted Catchell for portraying Bryan during this interview. You'll find more information about Dr. Catchell on our blog, and you'll find that on the Around and About page at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.